弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴，我们在网上再一次的聚会。
Very happy that we can get together on Zoom.
欢迎大家，我们欢聚一堂，我们敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
And we can happily get together to worship our Lord.
那今天我们来继续思考彼得前后书。
And let's continue to study the first and second Peter.
好，那我们知道，目前呢，俄罗斯和乌克兰的战争呢，都引起了大家的关注哈。
And we all know that Russian Ukrainian war has sparked a lot of attentions.
那么这场战争呢，的进展引起了大家的注意哈。
And the progression of the war has gathered a lot of attention from people.
那么很多人呢，都不知道这个战争的结局是什么样的结果。
And nobody have any idea what's going to be the end result of this war.
那会不会爆发核战争？
And it's going to spark nuclear war.
会不会引发世界大战？
And are we going to have a third world war?
那更重要的是呢，会不会引起，最后是世界末日的到来？
And then can we have the end world?
那么以前有一部电影呢，我跟大家曾经讲过，那就是电影《2012》哈。
I've mentioned a movie that in the past, the name of the movie is called 2012.
那是描写世界末日的一个景象。
And actually depicts the doomsday scene.
那在之前我证道的时候也提出过，说这个电影呢虽然很不错，但是它的内容并不太可信。
And although it was a pretty good movie, but the content was not believable.
因为圣经明确的预言呢，这个世界末日的时间到来是没有人可以知道的。
If the Bible clearly prophesied, no one would know the time when the end of the world.
那这是当然是在2012年之前所讲的。
And so this is what happened before 2012.
现在我们已经远离了2012。
And we're already far past 2012.
这个末日呢，确实还没有发生。
And the end did not happen.
但这不等于将来就不会发生。
But that does not mean it won't happen in the future.
那么，到底世界上现在所发生的事情会不会引发世界末日的到来呢？
So if the things that happen end of the world is going to come soon.
纵观全球的话，我们就可以说这个世界的局势用一个"乱"字来解释。
Throughout the world, we can use one word to describe is chaos.
不但这个贫穷的国家乱，
And beside the poor country are in chaos.
而且这个富裕的国家也乱。
And same as the rich countries.
不但民主的国家乱，
And not only democratic countries in chaos.
而且那个强权的国家也乱。
And those autocratic countries are also in chaos.
几乎是不可否认，这个末日的迹象是越来越明显。
So the signs of doomsday are become more and more obvious.
因此，关于末日的这个谣传呢，是此起彼伏。
So the rumor about doomsday is one after the other.
那么，因此呢，猜测世界末日的这个游戏呢，我想也不会停止的。
And so the guessing when will be the doomsday, well, the guessing will never stop.
确实，我们离基督再来的日子已经近了。
We know we're very, very close to the coming of Jesus Christ.
那么，基督徒必须有这个分辨真假的能力。
And Christian must have the ability to discern between the true and false.
这样，我们才能预备自己迎接耶稣基督的降临。
So we can prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ.
那今天我们看的这段经文呢，就在彼得后书的第一章12节到21节。
Today we're going to look at the Second Peter chapter 1, verse 12 to 21.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经彼得前书第一章12节到21节。
If you have a Bible, please open your Bible, Second Peter chapter 1:12 to 21.
我来读中文，彼岸卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen is going to read Chinese. I will read in English.
你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truths you now have.
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
So I try to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tents of this body.
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了。
And so because I know that I will soon put it aside.
正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
As our Lord Jesus Christ has made it clear to me.
并且我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们。
For we did not follow clearly devised story when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power.
并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来，向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And so we ourselves heard the voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。
We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rise in your hearts.
第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随思意解说的。
Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things.
因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
For prophecy never has origin in the human will, but prophets, the human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道，在彼得后书一开篇，我们上一次讲到的时候，彼得是列出了八种属灵的品格。
So just like the last time we talked about that, Peter has listed eight spiritual characters.
激励信徒追求生命的成长。
He really exhorts believers to continue spiritual growth.
这是增强基督徒分辨能力的一个关键。
It's really strengthen our faith in the face of suffering.
那么从这一段经文开始，彼得进入了书卷的主题。
So from this passage that I'll go into the main theme of this book.
乃是为了勉励信徒来抵挡异端。
It's really exhort believer to resist heresy.
特别说明了有关基督再来的这个确实。
Especially talking about the Jesus' second coming.
为彼得在第二章要反驳这些假教师奠定了基础。
And so that build a good foundation to, of those false teachers.
那么本段经文呢，大概就可以分成三个部分啊。
So this passage divide into three parts.
那首先彼得强调的是他提醒的重要是在第十二节到第十五节。
First Peter emphasizes the reminder from verse 12 to 15.
那么其次呢，使徒的经历也证明了这个彼得提醒的事情是确实的。
And second, the experience of the apostle testify to those things.
那是在第十六节到十八节。
It's from verse 16 to 18.
那么最后呢，是旧约先知的预言，也证明了彼得所要证明、所要讲的这些事情。
So finally, the prophecy of the Old Testament prophets prove these things again.
所以那是在第十九节到二十一节。
It's on verse 19 to 21.
所以我们特别注意到，彼得上来前没有讲他要提醒的事情是什么。
And so in the beginning, he did not talk about what he wanted to remind people of.
他首先讲的是这个提醒的重要性。
But then he emphasized how important it is to remind people.
我们注意这个提醒与纪念出现了三次。
So remember those words, remind and refresh, appear three times.
那么就是第十二节、十三节跟十五节。
And verse 12, 13, and 15.
所以给人一种重之之重的感觉。
To emphasize the importance of the importance.
所以彼得提醒的方式也十分特别。
His way to remind people is very unique.
彼得在第十五节讲到说，他提醒的是不是一般的提醒，而是尽心竭力。
So his reminding people is not just a normal reminder, it's talk about making every effort.
这是说明他叮嘱是非常重要
的。That tells that how his advice was extremely important.
不但如此啊，而且彼得提醒的时刻也非常耐人寻味。
And the time is very intriguing as well.
我们知道他这里在十五节讲是要在他去世之前的发生，他为了确定他们之后，去世之后他们还记得这些事情。
So he want to remind the people so they can still rememberAnd after his death.
所以十三节说我还在这帐篷的时候，第十四节讲到我脱离这帐篷的时候。
And talk about what he was still in the tent, later said depart from the tent.
所以这个帐篷这里的意思呢，实际上就是讲彼得在现今这个世界上的这个身体。
And the tent referred to the present body of Peter.
所以呢，他是在临终前的嘱咐。
And that's why he remind people before his death.
这无疑加重了下面这个话语的这些分量。
And it's really emphasize how important it is.
我们知道在约翰福音里面曾经记载过，那么耶稣曾经预言过彼得年老的光景。
And you know in the New Testament that Jesus has predict the old age of Peter.
所以耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
So the Jesus said that when you are younger that you go wherever you want, but when you are old you will stretch out your hand and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
所以作为使徒的话，彼得是亲自看见过耶稣的荣耀。
As apostle, Peter has witnessed Jesus' glory.
这就是十六节到十八节所记载的耶稣的登山变相。
And this is talk about transfiguration, and from verse 16 to 18.
当时有三个门徒跟着耶稣上了山。
There's three disciples follow Jesus on the mount.
那么耶稣那个时候就变了形象，满有神的荣耀。
And Jesus has transfigured that he's totally changed himself and filled with glory.
所以呢，不但是彼得跟其他两个门徒看见过这个荣耀。
Besides those three disciples have witnessed themselves.
那么十九节到二十一节呢，彼得也讲过先知的预言。也是这样讲的。
And also furthermore, the prophecy of the prophet also reveals these truths as well.
所以呢，这个先知的预言可是有旧约圣经的记载。
And so that is recorded in the Old Testament.
所以其权威性呢已经被广泛的接受。
The authority is widely accepted.
所以这有双重的证明，一个是彼得的经验，另外是圣经的启示。
And so there's a double authoritative proof that one is he witnessed and also is recorded in the Bible.
这无疑增加了彼得话语的分量。
And it really increased the volume, the importance of what he said.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们要有清醒的头脑。
And brothers and sisters, we need to have a clear head.
所以要在真道上站立得稳。
And to stand firm in the truth.
必须清楚纯正的教导。
We got to know what's a true teaching.
这样才能分辨真假。
In order to discern true from wrong.
以前我曾经提到我们现在生活的这个时代啊，叫后现代主义。
And very often we talk about our generation is 后现代 the post-Christian generation.
那么同时也提这个后现代主义的post-modernism 啊，那么这个时代的特点呢，就是它的权威啊是在消失的。
So the characteristic of nowadays is that disappearance of authority.
那么同时这个也体现在属灵的方面。
And also manifesting in spiritual terms.
那么以前的话你要想知道一些神学的东西圣经的东西你要去找那些神职人员才能知道。
And so in the past, if you want to know theology, you need to really find those experts in the areas.
现在呢网络讯息这个非常的发达。
But now the internet information is everywhere.
那么你随便 Google 一下就可以找到很多的讯息。
And you can Google the information one.
所以任何人在短时间内接触到大量的信息。
And very often people are receiving a large information in a very short period of time.
但是却没有人来评估这些信息的质量。
However, but no one can evaluate the quality of this information.
所以现代人我们接问题呢不是没有讯息是讯息太多。
And now the problem is not without the information, is that we have too much information.
你怎么样去选择?
How do you choose?
那么这个网络上的信息的质量呢是参差不齐的。
And the quality is very, very, it varies.
那么这个你去接触的时候就需要有一些智慧你去怎么样去分辨。
And so you need to wisdom to discern when you receive those information.
那么其实呢严谨的圣经学者的一般不会轻易的到网络上去发表他的观点的。
And the serious biblical scholar will usually easily peddle those doctrines on opinions online.
那么他们有人统计过啊，现在有些网站呢，他就发表这个讯息为了争取流量啊。
And so very often some of the website won't attract people to have more people want to watch their websites.
所以他要投其所好。
And they want to please what other people want to hear.
所以哪些东西是大家最感兴趣的东西?
Whatever people are more interested.
那么大家最感兴趣,你讲到世界末日,很多人都感兴趣。
And a lot of people are interested in doomsday.
所以这些网站流量都非常的大。
And those websites has a lot of traffic.
所以我们要有这个分辨的能力。
We have to have the discernment.
那么我们才能知道哪些是纯正的教导。
And so we can discern what is a true teaching.
不但我们知道而且要牢记。
And besides, we need to know and we also need to remember.
那么彼得到底提醒我们什么事情呢?
So what is Peter reminding us of?
他前面讲了这个提醒如此的重要那这些事情我们来看看到底什么事情。
And so he remind us those things are so important. Let's look at it. What are those things?
那么这些事情的话它出现了三次在第十二节跟第十五节。
And so those appear three times in verse 12 and 15.
那么显然这个是指本书下面所要讲的事情。
And apparently refer to the rest of the book.
那从第十二节我们知道这些事情呢实际上是这些信徒已经知道的不是什么新的东西。
And so if you look at the verse 12, it's something that believers already knew, it's nothing new.
而且他们已经坚固了。
And also firmly established.
现在问题就是为什么彼得还要提醒呢?
But why Peter still want to remind them?
这就说明这些事情的重要性。
That tells you the importance of those things.
那么俗话说，重要的事情要连讲三次。
And very often you hear that the important thing you need to repeat it three times.
由此可见，这些提醒的重要性就是不言而喻了。
So hence the importance of this reminder cannot be overemphasized.
那么这些事情就是彼得亲自见证的。
So these things were witnessed by Peter himself.
十六节讲到过，说指出了这些事情的含义啊。
And the verse 16 specified the meaning of these things.
就是指耶稣基督的大能和他再一次降临。
And which is the coming of Christ in power.
那么这个大能和降临这两个词连在一起啊，这个两个是二词一义。
And coming and the power, that means these words are handedize.
那么就是意思就是基督大有能力的降临。
Talk about Jesus Christ as coming with great power.
所以基督再来啊，是基督教信仰的一个非常重要的教义。
And the second coming of Christ is an extremely important doctrine of Christian faith.
那么与世界末日其实不是一个概念。
But it's not the same concept as of the doomsday.
那为什么彼得只提基督再来呢？
But why Peter only mentioned the second coming of Jesus Christ?
因为只要你留意就会发现，实际上从那个时候到现在，几乎所有的异端邪说都是与这个末世论有关系的。
So if you really pay attention, whatever happened in the past, you will find that almost all the heresy are derived from the eschatology.
那么彼得讲到基督再来的时候，又提到了十六节十八的这个登山变相的事情。
So when Peter repeated the Mount of Transfiguration, he mentioned.
因为这两个事情是密切相关的。
Because those two things are closely related.
那么基督再来时的荣耀跟彼得当时所见到的荣耀是完全一样的。
The second coming of Christ and the transfiguration on the mount are very similar.
那么从16节到18节我们看到这经文三次都多次出现了大能、威荣、尊贵、荣耀、荣光等等。
So there are three verses appear repeatedly, might, majesty, honor, and glory.
所以我们看到说世界末日那人们所讲的毁灭的光景实际上不完全和基督再来是一样的事情。
So the end day is different than what people describe and compared to Jesus' second coming.
因为基督再来的荣耀啊，那个是不但当时有荣耀哈，就像当时登山变相的时候还有声音的啊。
And so beside the glory that just like the Mount Transfiguration, now also there's a voice.
那么当时的这个声音说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
And that came from God. This is my son, the one I love.
那么那是来自上帝的声音。
It's coming from God.
亲自了证明基督的身份。
And personally proving Christ's identity.
那么将来基督再来的时候地上所有的人都会看到基督那个样子。
So when Christ returns in the future, all the people on earth will see the glory of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹耶稣基督在地上的时候他的荣耀是隐藏的。
So brother and sister, the glory of Jesus' earthly ministry was hidden.
那么只有偶尔才会显现。
Only reveal occasionally.
其实正如现在耶稣在教会的事工他的荣耀也是隐藏的。
It's like Jesus' ministry in the church today. His glory is also hidden.
所以我们祷告的时候我们恳求的就是上帝要彰显基督的荣耀。
So in prayer, we need to ask God to reveal the glory of Christ.
所以当基督再来的时候他的荣耀这是完全显明的。
So when Christ comes back again, his glory will be fully revealed.
彼得正是亲眼见过这样的荣耀。
Because Peter had witnessed the glory of Christ.
才会如此坚定不移的相信。
And so he firmly believed.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们作为基督徒也是一样。
So just like we are Christians, the same.
我们只有亲身经历才能够确信我们所相信。
Only by personal experience can we be sure what we believe.
所以我们所相信的东西呢，才不会只是一些信条而已。
So the things we believe is not just the doctrines.
那么我去看我的牙医，我的牙医是个基督徒来的。
And my dentist actually is a Christian.
那么他也知道我是个牧师，所以我们常常讲一些信仰的东西。
And he knows I'm a pastor, so very often we share our faith.
那我就会跟他讲到神听祷告的事情。
And I often will talk about the God listen our prayers.
但是你知道，有些事情讲完，他跟我在那笑。
And sometimes I share with him, and then he would just like smile at me.
不相信。
He did not believe.
其实这样的事情在基督徒当中啊，一点不少见。
And this is just pretty common among Christians.
你讲给他神听祷告，什么事情改变的时候
？And you talk about the God listen our prayer and things change.
他就笑笑，他觉得这就是自然而然发生的。
But that only happened naturally.
现在的基督徒不相信神迹。
Very often, the nowadays the Christians do not believe miracles.
所以他看不见神的荣耀。
So they cannot see the glory of God.
如果你不相信神迹，你就不会去祷告，你不会去求。
If you do not believe in the miracle, you're not going to pray and ask.
你更不可能去经历神。
So you will not be able to experience God.
可能有人会问说，我们现在这个时代，难道真的能看见基督的荣耀吗？
So people might ask, can we really see glory of Christ now?
我们真的可以听到上帝的声音吗？
Can we hear the voice of God?
当然可以。
Of course.
所以我们必须要有信心。
We must have faith.
我们必须与神亲近。
We have to draw close to him.
我们只有去恳求，我们才可以得到。
We only ask so we can receive.
我们只有把信心摆上，才能够得到神的祝福。
Only when we put our faith in God, then we can get God's blessing.
如果你有些事情从来不去求的话，你自然不能够经历神。
You never ask for prayer, you will never experience.
那么以前在纽约的这个地方啊，有个会幕教会，这个牧师呢叫辛吉米。
And so there's a pastor, his name Jimmy.Pastor Jimmy?
I forgot his
Jeremy,
English name.
Jeremy? Yeah.
Yeah. 那么他这个会幕教会呢，他第一开始他接手这个教会的时候，这个教会啊，实际上是，哎呀，已经败落的不得了。
When he received that church ministry, and the church was pretty in a bad shape.
那么这个时候呢，那么他呢去接手这个教会，发现这个教会又没有人，又没有钱，然后是管理是非常的混乱。
And so the church at the time, nobody was serving and did not have any money. So the management was very, very difficult.
而且教会里有很多问题出现。
And there was a lot of problems in the church.
那么他感觉到神让他去带领这个教会。
And、
那么
You know, God want to lead him to lead this church.
那他凭着信心就出去了。
And through his faith, he take a step forward.
那么他到了这个教会，就发现这个教会的情况几个月都没有好转，越来越差。
So he came to the church that for quite a few months, the situation was not getting better. Actually, it was getting worse.
但是他坚信神会看顾他的教会。
But he firmly believed that God will take care of the church.
不过到了有一天的时候，他真的是觉得说，没有办法付下个月的房租了。
And so one day he realized they cannot even pay the rent.
所以呢，他就跟神祷告，他说求神来供应。
And he prayed to God, asked God to provide.
那么，他每天都去看教会的信箱，看看有没有奉献进来。
So every single day, he will look at his mailbox to see if he will receive any checks.
那么到了这一天，最后一天，他必须得要付账单的时候。
And for the very last day, that he has to pay the rent.
他就又去那个信箱去找，
He was looking for any checks in the mail.
没有，什么都没有，
Nothing.
所以他心情非常的低落。
He was very discouraged.
所以呢，他就心情沉重的回到他的办公室。
He felt very low, came back to his office.
但是他当打开办公室的门，就发现地上有一个信封。
And when he opened his office door, and there was an envelope on the floor.
所以信封里面就有一张支票，
And in that envelope, there's a check.
正好够他们付那个月所有开支的。
And it's enough to pay for all the expenses that month.
所以这只是他经历神的一个开始。
And this is only the beginning of how he experienced God.
那后来这个教会腾飞，就是因为他们最重视的就是祷告会。
And so the church has to flourish because they really emphasize on prayer meetings.
所以在祷告当中，他们经历了神迹奇事不断的发生。
And so continue to experience miracles that through prayers.
而这个教会就兴旺起来。
And this church has been really flourish.
所以弟兄姐妹，神在我们当中有工作，
And God has work among us.
神在我们教会有神迹奇事发
And there's a miracles among us.
生，他在有垂听我们的祷告。
He listened to our prayers.
如果我们看不到神的作为，我们就没有办法到经历到神的恩典。
If we don't see God's word, then we cannot experience Him.
所以，我们当求上帝的国跟上帝的义。
So we really need to ask for His righteousness and His kingdom.
所以，这样我们就必能看见神的荣耀。
So we can see His glory.
如果我们每天都是思想自己的荣耀，
So if we every single day we only think about our own glory,
我们总是计算自己的得失，
and we only calculate our loss and gain,
那么所听到的就全是噪音，
and so what we hear is will be all the noises,
就没有可能经历上帝的同在。
so we will not be able to experience God's presence.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道上帝的国度是已经降临了，
So we know God's kingdom has already arrived.
但是上帝的国度还没有完全建立起来。
But his kingdom is not completely established yet.
但是现在的基督徒，我们是完全可能经历神的同在。
But nowadays, the believer can totally experience the presence of God.
我们这次教会所挑选的四套门徒训练的材料，
And this time, we have a disciple training materials. We have four different types of materials.
那么其中不再一样这一册书哈。
And then one of them is called No Longer the Same.
It's experiencing God。
Oh, experience God.
那帮助我们怎么样去亲近神？
And help us draw near to God.
那么聆听主的声音。
And listen to the voice of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们这些是我们属灵上面的一个操练啊。
And those are the discipline in our spiritual growth.
我们知道主，听到主的声音，我们心里才能常有基督。
And so we can hear his voice, so we can have him in our have a Christ in our heart.
这样我们才能满怀那个基督再来的盼望在我们的心里面。
The world will have a hope of Jesus' second coming.
那么彼得呢，是不但是用他使徒的经历，而且用圣经的预言来双重的证明。
So Peter, beside the talk about his personal experience, he also testified the prophecy.
说明了我们所怀的这个盼望，就是将来弥赛亚再来时所带来的那个荣耀。
So they talk about that it's evidence of the Bible that our blessing hope is the glory of the coming Messiah.
所以第19节讲到说，我们并有先知更确的预言啊。
And talk about the more certain prophecy from the prophets.
这个更确的预言啊，不是指彼得的这个见证比彼得的见证更确定。
And it's not talk about the certain prophecies more believable than Peter's.
乃是说这个比彼得的见证更早就确定的。
And just saying that those prophecy is before Peter's.
而且被以色列人广泛所接受的证据。
And it's widely accepted by Israelites.
那么，作为见证人，彼得的言语应该是非常有权威的。
And as a witness, Peter's words holds authority.
那么，先知的预言呢，就更加使这些事情如板上钉钉。
And the prophecy of the prophet makes these things more certain.
那么，人所能知道的，无非是上帝启示我们。
So all we can know is that God has revealed to us.
那么，注意上帝启示的这个有三个特别的用字哈。
And so the notice that are special words that describe his revelation.
那第一个用字就是光照。
And the verse 19 talk about illumination.
其实这就是第十九节所讲。
And so it's in the verse 19.
那么就如同灯照在暗处。
And so it's like a light shine in the darkness.
所以预言就是使人能够理解真理。
And so the prophecy is to help people to understand truth.
那么二十节就讲到预言的启示性啊。
And the verse 20 talk about revelations of the mystery of God.
那就是使人知道神的奥秘。
And to have a people to know the mystery of God.
那么二十一节呢，则讲到这预言的末世的功能。
And so verse 21 talk about function of the prophecy.
预言是人来传达神的信息。
The prophecy is through those prophets to share those message from God.
也就是说，神借着人把他要讲的话告诉我们。
And through those people that to tell what the God's message.
所以预言的背后啊，乃是上帝的运作。
So behind the prophecy is God's operation.
因此这一切呢，也是上帝所策划的。
Everything is planned by God.
那么以上帝的能力作为保证。
So with the power of God as a guarantee.
将来必定成就。
And you will be fulfilled in the future.
那么以前听有一个人讲到说他呢对这个末日很感兴趣。
And so this one person was very interested in the end time.
那么他其实是一个很好的基督徒。
He actually is a very good Christian.
所以有一次他跟朋友一起上街，他看到街上的小摊上就有那个小报，那个灯的末日。
So one time he was on the street, he looked at there was a lot of tabloids about the end time.
那他就想买一本去看一看。
He wanted to get those tabloids and to read it.
那么跟他一块去的人就跟他说，你不需要买这些东西。
And the people who were with him say, don't waste money to buy those things.
因为这些东西都是假的嘛。
And those are fake.
但是他说，我对这个东西很感兴趣，我只是想看一看而已。
I'm very interested in those things. I just want to read it.
实际上真的是没有必要在这些事上去花时间。
And there's no need to spend any money or time on those things.
因为这些事情常常使我们就是真理混淆不清的。
And so those kind of things and we will actually losing the discernment.
其实当我们知道在网上路上我们去查考这些东西，其实很多各种各样的说法。
And there's so many different ways to talk about end time.
那有些人是用我们现在所用的时事新闻呢去对照圣经里的预言。
And some people like to use the nowadays, what's happening nowadays to compare what is in the Bible.
其实那是非常危险的方法。
But that's very dangerous.
这个值得我们警惕。
And it's really worth our warning.
因为圣经的预言是跨越历史的长河，是很长一段时间事情。
Because Bible prophecy cross all generations, cross all the times.
那我们所生活的这个时代只是短短的一段时间。
All we live right now is only very short.
我们是不是能在有生之年看到这些圣经预言的实现，是没有人知道的。
Nobody really know whether we're going to see all the prophecy that in the Bible or not.
所以我们要有这种分辨的能力。
So we have to have a discernment.
这个能力就根植在于上帝的启示中。
So the power of discernment is rooted in divine revelation.
那么这些预言呢，是关乎上帝的国度和弥赛亚的降临。
Those prophecies concern the kingdom of God and the Messiah.
所以圣经呢，不展示一门学问来解释
So the Bible is not only a science for study.
那么来解释这个权威在于上帝哈。
So interpretive authority rests with God.
那么圣经更蕴藏的一种知识。
And the Bible also contains a special knowledge.
那这个知识就告诉我们怎么样与上帝建立关系。
And knowledge actually is to talk about how do we build relationship with God.
那么这种关系呢，从接受耶稣基督成为我们个人救主开始。
And those relationships start with the acceptance of Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
那么一直持续到永恒上帝的国度。
And continue through the eternal kingdom of God.
所以如果有人拿圣经来去猜测这个末日的时间，我们知道其实他已经在错误的使用圣经。
So that you are making mistake, you are just trying to guessing whatever is in the Bible.
那么分辨的能力呢，不在乎我们只是去使用这些圣经的字句啊。
The power of discernment is not in the word of the Bible.
乃是说这个圣经里所蕴藏的这个生命。
But rather is the light of the Bible.
所以我们心中常有基督，我们才不会被这些个各种各样的学说摇来摆去。
So then we will not be swayed if we have a Christ in our heart.
所以我们不能忘记这个有福的盼望。
So we should not forget this blessed hope.
那么过一个盼望基督再来的生活。
And live a life that Jesus' second coming.
而不是说消极等待。
And just not very passively waiting.
更不是要猜测，哎呀，这个末日的征兆是什么
？We're not speculate when is the sign of the end，
乃是用神的话语来充实我们。
And fill ourselves with the word of God。
如果你上网去搜的话，讲到世界末日，你肯定会搜到这样一个人的预言哈。
And if you search online, then you might able to find someone online. This person。
那这个人叫 Dr. Bishore 哈。
His name is Dr. Bishore。
据说他有五个博士学位。
He has five PhDs.
啊，你不知道厉害不厉害。
So he probably is very capable.
那么他还是这个讲了很多圣经的预言的东西哈。
He has a talk about a lot of prophecies.
还出了些书哈。
And he has published a few books.
所以呢，他的预言圣经这个末日什么时候来到，讲了很多。
He has talked about time of when the second coming.
引经据典其实听起来还蛮有道理的。
And he appear to be quoting from the Bible. It makes sense.
那么他在2016年已经去世哈。
In 2016 he passed away.
不过他当时已经预言过末日什么时候到来，我们知道这个时间已经过了。
And he already predict when the end time will be, but we know the time is already passed.
实际上历史上像这样的人和这样的事太多太多出现。
There's so many of those people and the things that in the history.
我想在将来还会有更多类似的说法。
And there'll be more coming in the future.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在学习彼得前后书的时候，我们知道这卷书的主题就是什么，就是将来基督的盼望。
And so we're studying the first and second Peter, we need to rememberis the hope of a second coming.
所以彼得在临终之前的叮嘱，而且是再三的强调。
And his exhortation before his death was repeatedly emphasized.
那么他坚信基督再来的盼望。
He firmly believed in the hope of Christ's return.
他恳切的期望信徒们不要忘记这样的盼望。
He earnest hope that believers will not forget this hope.
彼得用他亲身的经历和旧约先知的预言来证明说基督再来的这个盼望是如此的真实。
Peter demonstrated authenticity of Christ's return based on personal experience and Old Testament's prophecies.
所以他的提醒呢，也是根植于我们与基督的关系。
And his reminder also rooted in our personal relationship with Christ.
也是在我们跟神的经历上。
And also root our experience with God.
这样我们遇到迷惑的时候呢，才不至于动摇。
So in this way that we will not be shaken when we are confused.
所以历史和现在都证明了围绕着末世的异端邪说 一直在危害和困扰的一些信徒。
So history and the present have proved that heresies around the end, end time have endangered and troubled on many believers.
那么末日的谣传呢，也是不会止息的。
And we know this rumor of doomsday will never cease.
但是我们不要因此放松警惕。
But so we cannot let our guards down.
那么圣经早就预言到说，这种状况必然会出现。
And Bible has already long foretold this situation.
我们应当坦然地面对。
And we should face it with confidence.
那么要心中常有基督。
With Christ always in our hearts.
那么以前在一个修道院呢，有一个弟兄啊，他叫 Lawrence。
And there's a monastery, monastery. There's a brother. His name is Lawrence.
那么他其实很，他到修道院不是去做修道士，他是做厨师的。
And he was a cook in the convent.
所以呢，他在那里，但是他是个很有追求的弟兄。
And he's a really a pursuing God, has a lot of faith in God.
所以他常常操练一个就是把神的话放在心里。
He disciplined himself to put God's word in his heart.
常常把基督放在他的心里。
And put God in his heart.
几乎有一个时刻的话，清闲的时刻，他就让他的脑子把基督的话来思想。
When there's a given moment that he will always meditate God's words.
所以呢，他在修道院里虽然是做厨师啊，但是他在这个属灵的操练上面就很有造诣。
And so even though he was a cook, that he really have a lot of spiritual depth.
所以很多人来到修道院的时候啊，都去找他去请教哈。
And many people will like to talk to him or learn from him.
这很奇怪，你到修道院不找修道院的院长，就找修道院这个厨师去哈。
And you're not looking for the president of the monastery, but you're looking want to talk to the cook.
其实，这就是一个属灵操练出来的结果。
And this is where it is the result of spiritual discipline.
所以我们属灵生命的成长。不在乎那些好奇的事情或那些事情我们知道多少。
And the growth of a spiritual life is not something that we just have a curiosity of things.
乃是基督在我们生命里面占有多少成分的比例。
And rather is what's the percentage of Christ in our heart.
所以让我们每一位弟兄姐妹都像这位 Lawrence 弟兄一样。
So let every brother and sister, just like this brother Lawrence,
要心中常有基督。
Have Christ in our hearts.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你的话语。
And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words.
我们感谢你赐给我们在基督里美好的盼望。
We thank you for the hope in Christ.
更是借着彼得的教导，让我们知道说，我们应当心里面满怀盼望。
And through Peter's teaching, then we have a blessed hope.
那么要心里常忍，常常有基督。
We have Christ in our hearts.
不论是容易过的日子，还是不容易过的日子。
Regardless of easy or uneasy life.
不论是我们在高处还是在低处。
Regardless of we're on the height or we're low.
不论我们是健康，我们还是生病。
Regardless we're healthy nor illness.
愿基督的盼望常常在我们心中。
To have the hope of Christ in our hearts.
求主保守我们心里面火热。
Continue to have a zealous in you.
不论我们周围发生什么样的事情。
Despite any circumstances.
即使天地都已毁坏，但是你的话却是长存。
And your words will continue to exist in, despite the heaven and earth is destroyed.
愿主你保守我们当中的每一个人。
And continue to take care of all of us.
愿圣灵亲自在我们心中工作。
And the Holy Spirit is moving among us.
愿每一位听到这信息的都是蒙神祝福的人。
That everyone who hears this message will be blessed by you.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.